Yeah, look, it worked in our favour, same as last year. It kind of worked in our favour, but you know, we know how strong Wollongong are. They play very hard at the ball and a lot of pressure and shoot threes. So, looking forward to the challenge.
Taking notes last night?
Oh, well and truly, yes, all series.
Oh,
we know that they're going to play hard. You know, we've had some really good contests. They beat us here once early in the year, and we finish up getting them New Year's Eve at their place. So that's the last time we've seen them. We've, you know, Damo's only played one game against these guys, and Bryce hasn't played at all against these guys. So it's going to be a little bit different experience for us to come up against them.
Does that make
Different to prepare in that sort of situation when you haven't played them for a while and so much different personnel?
Yeah, well, look, we're a much better team now than we were around Christmas, New Year's time. So, obviously, with Bryce's inclusion, just the synergy with the guys, we keep improving defensively and our offence is starting to kick in the gear. So, yeah, it's a different lineup for us and really can't wait for Sunday.
Do you subscribe to Jerome Randall's assertion that Illawarra are a dirty team?
No, not at all. It's, you know, if you're gonna talk, you've got to back it up. I coach one of the best talkers in the game in Homicide Williams, but, you know, he could back it up. But they play hard and fair, and, you know, that's the way it should be played.
What were your instructions be from a five-game series from a big-picture perspective? There's been a few incidents throughout the league this year which haven't looked that great. The spirit would, I imagine, be pretty important over five games and over 2 weeks. Is it important that the spirit within this series is good between the two teams?
Yeah, look, we can't control too much of what happens outside our performance. So we know we're going to have to play at a high level to win a championship. That's just that's what a championship demands, to play at the high level for consistency. And we were very fortunate to do that last year against New Zealand, and over a three-game series. A five-game series is going to check your depth. If you've got good depth and get the rotations in, it's going to be beneficial down the back end. So, you know, it's going to be tough and hard, and that's what you expect for a championship.
What sort of scoring do you expect? I've seen you guys can score really heavily now. They scored heavily last night, but finals are traditionally a bit harder and defensive and stuff. What are you expecting it to look like?
Well, I'd like probably like 20 versus 30. That's not going to happen. But look, we can score. I think earlier this year we won the game against Wollongong with 95 on the board. And, you know, obviously we want to keep it in closer to what our strengths are. As our strength is our intensity, our defence, our rebounding, and that's what we're going to focus on. Yeah, well, actually, they won here earlier this year with this season without him in the lineup. So the other guys will step up, and I think we won down there without. We just released Jaron, and Bryce was still on the plane. So maybe we were one up each with one less import.
Do you both think there's enough depth in the team?
Oh, I think we've seen that last night when they got a bit of foul trouble and a bit of injuries. They covered that pretty well.
Just do you have to closely manage Matty Knight now that the sword of Damocles is hanging over his head?
Oh, no way. It's go out and play. He's been playing great the last month. And, you know, we often say all the action's in the kitchen. Get in the kitchen. Don't be out on the porch. And Matty's always in there. So when you're in there, all the action, there's going to be some arms going around. And that was just a ball fake. And I'm glad that we can move on from that.
Just on that win against the Hawks away from home without Con there and Mardo, a lot of players talk about that as a turning point of the season. How do you reflect on that?
Yeah, it was. I think we were three games in the hole at that stage, and it was a big period for us, obviously, with our captain not playing and down at import, and you're on the road, and, you know, it wasn't... it was the start of things to come, and that was really... Looking back now, you don't know why you're going through it, but looking back now, that was the start of us turning things around and playing a great brand of basketball, and now we've added that with Bryce in the lineup, and Casey and Bryce got the synergy on the court together to read each other. Now Matty's starting to play well. So it's, you know, you can look back and say it started at that point.
Yeah, and around that same time, there are a lot of heart-to-heart meetings with the coaching group and the players and whatnot. Just your reflections on that as well?
Oh, geez, you're going back to the memory bank now, probably. Yeah, it's obviously we weren't playing a good brand and we had to look for a new import and make a hard decision. So there would have been open and honest conversations.
Yeah. You even said at the time that the players... gave some pretty honest and open feedback for you as well.
Yeah, well, you must have it. I can't remember that.
Was there anything you changed in particular?
Well, the change, it was just focus on what we can do, you know, and that's, I think all of us at that stage put our hand up and we were worried about the referees or worried about other stuff, and we got to control what we can control, and that's playing hard, playing together and playing the right brand of basketball, and that's what we've been doing the last month.
History is something which was hanging over your head for a long time this year. But now, do you believe that history has actually works in your favour because this club has a proven history of winning titles?
Yeah, I think I said before, pressure is a funny thing. It breaks some teams, you know, and I think you've seen that in the finals already, and it makes other teams play better. And we're very fortunate we've been through the hot fire, and we actually perform better when we're under pressure. The last weekend of the regular season, we don't win a game, we don't make the playoffs, and that was pressure. And like this weekend, when we're playing Cairns up in Cairns, and you know, that pressure makes us better.
How significant is this home ground advantage? How loud, like the noise the other week was amazing here. Does it give you guys a significant edge?
Yeah, Monday night you get 11,000 people to the game. It's fantastic. You know, I think the guys always appreciate when they come out and hear the roar. It gives them an extra step, and it gets intimidating in there when it's loud, and it's great fun to play at the arena.
Playoff beard that you're growing there?
Yeah, I've brought into the team concept of no shave, and it's getting a bit itchy, so hopefully we can win sooner than later.
Are you jealous of him?
Persevere.
No, not that far, mate. No. Yeah, I think we probably last year in the semi-finals, we talked about that. I think there's only three guys on the team that won a championship with him still. So there's a lot of fresh players and a different system, and I think that we're pretty set on in our ways at the moment. But Nolan Bevo is a great coach. He'll have something up his sleeve ready to go, and we'll be ready for it.
What's your relationship with him like? Do you go way back or anything?
Oh, we've just been coaching against each other for, 10, 12 years. So, look, he's a great coach. He's got a great record on the board, and you know, it's good that we get to challenge each other for a championship.